We all have choices to make, right? I mean, conscientious objection is a choice in itself. Once we're thrust into life and aware of it, we've really got no choice other than making choices. It's all a game, really. When you're thrust into life, the clock starts and you're free to make as many choices as you want as long as time is still on the clock. Of course, we're not making choices in a vacuum. Some choices are harder to make, some choices are harder to follow through to completion. Other choices are easy and appealing, our choices engage us in a feedback loop. Every choice we make feeds us a new data point, even if it's as simple as no discernible change. Some choices completely alter our trajectory within this game. It's almost like we're in a maze, and sometimes we have two opposite directions to choose from, left or right. Depending on our choice, we'll end up in a completely different section of the maze, and from that point forward, we'll have a completely different set of choices available to us than if we had chosen the other direction. I have found the more important choices are often not the external, those that demand some physical manifestation of decision making. Instead, the more important choices often play out in the confines of our minds, moments in which we intellectually digest the thought or dilemma that was presented to us so that we can determine what we think and how we feel about it. These are the choices that are most important because they end up being the foundations for those external choices and future internal choices. Whether we realize it or not, the choice to not process a thought or dilemma is a choice in itself. The choice to not have an opinion is a choice in itself. The choice to commit oneself to spending less time considering philosophies and frameworks is a choice in itself. What do we do with this kind of game? How do we respond to it? Do we consider choice to be a gift or a curse? This is also a choice in itself! Now be honest with yourself for a moment. You are safe in the confines of your own mind, and you can be vulnerable with yourself if you are confronted by another, a stranger who is stronger than you, smarter than you, more attractive than you, and generally superior to you, and you find yourself vulnerable and at the complete mercy of the stranger. How would you prefer this stranger to be with you? Cruel, negligent, or kind? Keep in mind, this stranger is free and capable of making a spectacle of you in front of the world. If they so choose, they can hurt you, humiliate you, harass you, and demean you if that is their choice. Would you prefer they make the choice to be cruel, negligent, or kind? As a child, I would sometimes choose to be cruel to others if it was something I was capable of. Sometimes it was because I thought it made me look cool or earn me respect. Other times it just seemed fun or funny. There came a point at which I made the choice to think about cruelty, negligence, and kindness. And at that point, I left this piece of childishness behind. Cruelty and negligence are the manifestations of immaturity, ignorance, selfishness, and depraved desperation. They are symptoms of being pathetic. That choice became the foundation of many other choices I made going forward. It allowed me to make further choices that would come to share in that foundation. Kindness led to gentleness, gentleness led to love, love led to joy, which led to peace, which led to patience, which led to faithfulness, which led to self-control, which led to goodness. The choice to be kind should not be left to be made until the moment of decision. It is a choice of principle to be made upon maturity. Physical maturity has no effect over this choice. Do not think that you have made this choice simply because you've adapted to adult culture around you. Most adults are cruel or negligent, only it's often subtle and hidden because they often understand that it is immature and selfish. Even so, we are surrounded by condescension, insecurity disguised as arrogance, and a general love for money that is eager to extort humanity. So many poor choices have led us to a cruel world. Be kind. It is the superior choice. But in order to understand this, you must understand a little something about this game. In a cruel world, the clock is ticking for everyone. That is a kindness in itself.